Every single day that ticks by, another 10,000 illegals invade the United States of America. Mostly military-age males. That's 10,000 people every day that we, the American people, are ultimately going to have to deal with somehow. Either we're going to have to, under the Trump plan, deport them, or if they're activated as insurrectionists against America, which I think is part of the plan, then we're going to have to fight them. Or if they carry out their crimes on the streets of America, we're going to have to pay for their crimes and, you know, pay for the societal costs of allowing these illegals to come into the U.S. and do what many of them do, dealing drugs and human trafficking, weapons trafficking, home robberies, muggings, carjackings, all the rest of it. And that costs society a fortune. And with America being broke, you know, $34 trillion in debt just at the federal level, we can't afford to pay these costs for 10,000 illegals a day. Can't afford it. And we certainly can't afford to deal with an invasion force activating from within the United States, waging war against our country. You know, domestic sabotage and waging mass exterminations of the American people, which is what many of them want to do. Now, to be clear, I welcome legal immigrants into the United States of America. Some of the best Americans were immigrants, but they came in legally. They went through the proper procedures. So I always demand that immigrants follow the law and go through the procedure and be vetted and all these things that are required in order to maintain a stable nation and a secure border. But we could stop, America could stop this mass invasion from taking place right now if there was any willingness on the part of politicians to do so. But they don't want to stop it. Think about this. The level of treason that is being demonstrated by our representatives in Washington, D.C. is off the charts. By refusing to secure the border, they are saying that they want the United States of America to be overrun, overthrown, and that they want the American people to be replaced. Because replacement theory isn't a theory, it's a fact. It is the great replacement underway right now. And if you're an American, you are being replaced. They, the powers that be, they don't want you here any longer. They don't want you to have any assets. That's why there's going to be a debt reset and a currency collapse and a banking confiscation. They don't want you to have any voice, which is why they engage in censorship and deplatforming of anybody who is pro-America. They don't want you to have any economic opportunities, which is why they're waging war against our economy and shutting down energy infrastructure and making sure that especially conservatives and Christians can't succeed in their businesses. You know, lockdowns and excessive taxation and all the rest, while the government gives out grant money to, you know, LGBT groups and other virtue signaling organizations, things like that. And while all this is going on, the illegals get free money, free housing, free phones, free healthcare in California, free food, everything. They get all the benefits that the American people do not get. Even U.S. veterans don't get these benefits. U.S. veterans are thrown onto the streets, homeless, while illegals, the precious illegals, are given everything to succeed. You know, even free college tuition, especially in the sanctuary cities all across the country. Free everything. But of course, being that it's free, it's actually paid for by you. You and I, the taxpayers, are funding all of this, whether you like it or not. And that cost cannot be met by just taxation. It has to be met through money printing. So the money printing requirement to fund the benefits for the illegals will contribute to the destruction of the United States Treasury, the U.S. dollar, and the fall of the U.S. empire. Because you can't actually print wealth. You can print currency, but that's not wealth. And the more currency you print, the less it's worth. And so as the powers that be are printing more money, to give more money and handouts to the illegals, you are paying more for food at the grocery store. Inflation is a tax on those who produce. And the Democrats think that they're gaining an advantage by allowing all these illegals to come into the country because they're giving them the power to vote, you know, which itself is an act of treason and, you know, election rigging, insurrection against America. But what most of these Democrats don't realize is that the actual insurrectionists are the illegals who will be activated to slaughter Democrats and conservatives and anybody else that's in their way. But they will start in the blue cities. So when that activation day comes, that purge day, where are most of these illegals located? Well, they're going to be in sanctuary cities. And remember, they're going to be given orders. Go out. They're going to be told to kill mayors and police and sheriffs and, you know, community leaders, city council members, members of Congress, even. These are the orders that are going to go out to these invaders. And the Democrats will have no one to help them because they disarmed all their citizens. You know, with their anti-gun laws and defunding the police. So they have no help coming, and they will be slaughtered by the invaders, the enemy combatant illegals who are destroying America from within. And if they're going to be rescued at all, they would have to be rescued by, you know, red states or red counties, conservatives, veterans, gun owners, hunters, law enforcement, retired cops, you know, that kind of thing. And my question to you today is, will conservatives even bother to help rescue the blue cities when all this gunfire erupts and the illegals are mass slaughtering the very Democrats who let them into this country and who refused border security? I kind of think that the conservatives across America are going to say, you know, as cruel as it sounds, they're going to say, let those cities burn. You know, I really do. I think that's what's going to happen. I'm not saying that that's what I want to see happen. I don't want to see any cities burn. I don't want to see any innocent people killed. I don't want to see a war in America. But I think there's so much frustration on the part of so many conservatives who are, you know, completely fed up with being censored and seeing their country overrun, that when the blue cities start to burn, there's going to be probably a widespread attitude of, well, you know, they asked for it. Sanctuary cities on fire, huh? Who could have ever thought that might happen? Gee, you know, welcome to 2024. Anyway, let's hope it doesn't come to that, but I'm very concerned that it will. So get prepared, get out of the cities while you can, and get yourself ready for what's coming. The invasion continues, 10,000 illegals a day coming into America. That's 300,000 a month, roughly, and like 3.5 million a year, roughly, and no one's stopping it. All right, stay tuned for more details on Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. Take care. All right, back in stock at the Health Ranger store, we now have our certified organic lab-tested milk powder and also our coconut milk products. Again, both back in stock. I've got some on my desk. Can you show that? There we go. We've got milk powder in number 10 cans, which are really great for long-term storage, also completely rodent-proof there. We also have milk, that is cow's milk, in the pouches, and then we have coconut milk powder as well for those of you who want that option. I use both of these. These are great long-term storable items, great barter items. They're both available at healthrangerstore.com along with hundreds of other products that we have there. Check this out. We also have our new organic super anthocyanins powder, which is great. I mean, this is a blend of 6 organic berry and vegetable powders. It's high in anthocyanins, which are the purple pigment molecules that have extraordinary properties for supporting your health. Also, of course, lab tested for glyphosate and heavy metals and more. And then if you go through the website, you'll see all these other products that we have, freeze-dried beet juice powder, organic nascent atomic iodine that's in organic glycerin, by the way, it makes it more tasty for people. Here's our organic vanilla bean powder, like the real vanilla bean powder, not make-believe fantasy artificial vanilla flavors. And then we have this new Hydrate Elementals, which is organic coconut water with aquamin, which is a, a very popular mineral supplement, and this has great benefits. You can read about that and much more, collagen, peptides, and so on. All of this at healthrangerstore.com, where we do more in-house lab testing of our own products than any company in the world, any retailer, you know, any e-commerce company on the planet. We do more rigorous testing with our in-house lab, and that way we can bring you clean foods and supplements, things that we know to be clean, and almost everything certified organic as well. So check it all out, and thank you for your support at healthrangerstore.com. Take care.